Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Coach Dave Dunn, who joined us in the last segment. Hollywood MacArthur has always been a program loaded with kids, obviously. And there's no reason why that team shouldn't win every year. And they've got the right people in place, got really good coaches. And they just recently promoted somebody who's been with them, somebody that knows the game, played at FSU, played in the NFL for 5 years, and definitely does a tremendous job. And I think he's the type of guy. He's got the temperament. He's got the knowledge to do it. Alex Barron is kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on this position. And I think, you know, just talking to you and knowing you, I think this thing's going to work out really well.
Good evening, man. First of all, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Second, I would like to agree that things are about, they're heading in the right direction. Like you said, I've been here for a few years under Coach Kevin Burnett, great head coach, great decision maker, great football IQ. I've learned some things from him, and I have some of my own knowledge along from learning from some other coaches in the county, getting to know a couple guys here and there. Coaching clinics, meetings, things like that, getting to know the kids, just kind of a roundabout thing to enhance the game and enhance the team at MacArthur.
And you know what? I think that, you know, everybody back in the day said, well, the NFL guys, they're not going to make good high school coaches because they're not used, you know, not used to ordering uniforms and laundry and stuff. But I never found that true, because I looked at somebody like a Donnell Bennett, who, you know, played with the Chiefs and the Washington Redskins for 9 years, and he came down and was a really, really good coach. Pat Surtain, I mean, played at the highest level with the Dolphins and also, you know, in the NFL as well, and he's done a tremendous job. And as you mentioned, Kevin Burnett, who I thought, and I agree with you, I think he's a great football mind. He was always a pleasure. Talk about the experience, because you've been through this before. You played at a high level in high school in South Carolina. You played at a high level at FSU. You played with five NFL teams. And talk about some of the things that you've learned along the way, Alex, from some of those coaches that you know, like the Bobby Bowdens and people like that.
So, taking it back to high school, I'm from Orangeburg, South Carolina, and growing up there, football was one of the caveats for all the younger kids in the neighborhood, at the park, where you have it. I learned at an early age about discipline and hard work. I've always said this ever since I went to college and to – pro afterward, I believe I had one of the best high school coaches. His name is Coach Tommy Brown. He played at South Carolina State University, played DB, started, was very successful there. I was under him as a head coach, and he instilled so much discipline and sacrifice that it was almost second nature. And there's some things from high school that I've never forgotten to this day, as far as discipline and sacrifice that I live with every day. Onward to Florida State, where, as most of you out there know, not to mention coming off a 13-0 season. Anyway, that's a side note. and a snub for the playoffs, but we won't talk about that right now.
That's right. That's right.
But anyway, no, you know, as you can imagine, there was a heck of a whole lot of discipline and sacrifice made and just competition at Florida State was one of the other things that brought out a lot of us. And I know in me, brought out a whole lot because either you had to put up or shut up. That's just what it was, especially going to the national championship, coming off another national championship, you know, having 10 win seasons. That was the staple back then. And it was a great pleasure playing with the teammates that I played with, learning from all the coaches, Coach Bobby Bowden. My offensive line coach was Coach Jimmy Higgins, great offensive line coach. Had a great time learning under him. Played with a lot of guys that went to the NFL, stayed briefly, long time. It was a host of guys, man. So it was a great learning experience being at Florida State. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Right. And then, you know, after that, getting drafted and going to the highest level and somewhat as a rookie being thrown in the mix, you know, they have expectations for guys getting drafted, you know, starting, playing, you know, where's this guy going to end up, X, Y, and Z. So, you know, that was a heck of an experience. And it wasn't too long where I was thrown in the fire and I had to be a starter and, you know, learn from some of the best guys on that level, too.
Sure. What do you want? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what have you accomplished this spring and what do you want to take into the summer with you from this team?
In the spring, one of the things that I've accomplished is we have, as a team, learned how to play together, being that we're kind of young. So we had a lot of seniors last year. So, you know, that whole rebuilding phase, bringing in transfers, some guys that played last year a little bit, they got to step up and step in some roles, some bigger roles than what they had last year. I think we got a pretty good group of guys. I think there are a few players that are going to surprise some people just because we're at MacArthur, so to speak. We're surrounded by a couple of big schools, so sometimes we get a little overshadowed. But we got some good players here, and we're going to continue to bring them in. We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to teach discipline, and we're going to continue to play physical and fast. Those are some of the keys that we're focusing on in the spring, and I think the kids are coming about that. It's a process, so you know we're going through the spring, and we'll evaluate after the spring and go into the summer and get ready for the fall.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to follow you throughout the off season. I know you guys will be at a lot of camps and some 7-on-7s and taking the kids to get challenged. And I can't thank you enough, Coach, for joining us this evening and giving everybody in South Florida an opportunity to go watch somebody who's been there, done that, and also well-coached along the way. And now you could take a lot of things that you learned from all those coaches and Coach Burnett and turn this thing around. Hollywood Boulevard people are anxious. They got a lot of talent in the area. Got to get to those youth football games. And again, I appreciate you being around, and you'll see me plenty.
No problem, man. I appreciate you guys having me, man, and look forward to speaking to you all again. And we're out. Mustangs for 2024.
Good stuff. Coach Alex Barron, MacArthur Senior High School head football coach, and just takes over. It shows you guys are playing the NFL. They could do it. And obviously, when you get it done down here, you really do a great job. And as we had talked to Coach Dave Dunn.
ARC Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.